Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Overthinking Cure. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let me tell you, we're diving into something juicy today. We're talking about forgiveness, a topic that can feel as heavy as a suitcase full of bricks, right? But trust me, it's way lighter than those unresolved grudges weighing you down. Ever felt like you were carrying around this invisible backpack filled with past hurts and resentments? You know that feeling when someone wronged you, and instead of letting go, you replay the scene over and over in your head? Like a broken record stuck on repeat, except this time, the music is bitterness and anger. We've all been there, but here's the thing, holding on to those negative feelings isn't just hurting them, it's actively hurting you. It steals your joy, creates stress, and keeps you stuck in the past. So, how do we break free from this cycle? How do we practice forgiveness and actually let go? Well, friends, I've got 5 key takeaways to share that are going to revolutionize your relationship with forgiveness. No more carrying around that emotional baggage. Number 1. Forgiveness isn't about condoning the action. It's not saying what someone did was okay. It's about freeing yourself from the anger and resentment it caused. Think of it like this. Imagine you have a splinter in your hand. You wouldn't just keep picking at it, making it worse, right? Forgiveness is like removing that splinter. It allows you to heal and move forward without the constant pain. Number 2. Forgiveness takes time. Don't beat yourself up if you don't feel it instantly. It's a process, a journey, not a switch you flip on and off. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and allow yourself to grieve the hurt. Remember, healing isn't linear. There will be ups and downs. Number 3. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's about choosing peace over pain, happiness over bitterness. By letting go of anger, you're opening yourself up to a lighter, brighter future. It's not easy, but trust me, the reward is worth it. Number 4. Imagine what your life would be like if you truly forgave everyone who has wronged you. Think about the freedom, the lightness, the joy that could fill your days. When we hold on to grudges, we're essentially choosing to live in a prison of our own making. Forgiveness is the key to unlocking that door and stepping into a world of possibilities. Number 5. Practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. Understanding their motivations, even if you don't condone their actions, can help you find compassion and forgiveness. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes stem from pain or fear. Speaking of relatable scenarios, ever had that friend who totally burned you? Maybe they gossiped about you, betrayed your trust, or just acted like a total jerk. You're fuming, right? Your mind keeps replaying the scene, and all you can think about is how much they hurt you. But here's the thing, holding on to that anger isn't going to change anything. It's not going to make them apologize, it won't magically undo what happened, and it's definitely not going to make you feel any better. Let me tell you, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or condoning their actions. It simply means choosing to release the bitterness and resentment that's keeping you stuck. Imagine how much lighter you'd feel if you could let go of that anger. You wouldn't have to carry that weight around anymore. You could focus on building new, healthy relationships with people who treat you with respect and kindness. So, remember folks, forgiveness is a powerful tool. It's the key to unlocking freedom, happiness, and inner peace. Take those 5 takeaways, apply them to your life, and watch the magic happen. And that's a wrap for today. Remember, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. You got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need to hear these words. You could be changing their life. And as always, keep those thoughts flowing, because we'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Overthinking Cure.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.